five, number nine, since we still have four on here. Oh, and Dr. Thompson's back. Anyways, we're going to have the court reporter take a break for.
I can break for him?
Yeah. So section 5, number 9, board may review, discuss, and take action on information submitted regarding resolution of pending reportable charge cases. Dr. Byrne, you're the lead.
Section 5.9-A, Dr. Philip Horn, DVM, FQI 7-2-22-3, trial 3-15-17-25. Returned to court for sentencing at the end of March and has done this today in jail, so he has made his, resolved his case.
Okay. Do
you have a
motion?
Or? Does he apply or is he just updating?
There's going to be an interlock for 12 months, so I guess we can just get an updated.
Yeah.
Off, maybe?
At the end of this.
Is that a hard question or?
After updates as things change?
Yeah, that's what I would think, yeah.
Make a motion to have Dr. Horn update staff as the continuation completion of his case.
Yeah. Okay.
Second.
Motion and second for an update on completion?
Yeah, or any major changes or any changes.
All right. Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And the next one is section 5.9-B. And it's Michael Watt, DVM, who had a DUI in Scottsdale, 113-25. He notified the Fed Board in a timely fashion. I think it's been resolved. He's actually visiting in from Texas. He's back in Texas. He is in process of completing his Arizona Drug and Alcohol Program through Scottsdale Treatment Institute. So I would make a motion to have board staff reach out to Dr. Lawton to keep us informed of any developments that occur with this case.
I'm going to second that. We got to go back to the other one because I had the wrong file open. I had this file open my last one when I was commenting.
Oh, okay.
So, but I'll second it on this one.
I'm sorry, Dr. Wright. I didn't hear your comment.
So I unfortunately had this file, this file open on the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at the interlock. I don't think the last one had an interlock. I said that on the record. So I need to go back and correct that.
I'll
second this one.
A motion and a second on 9B. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And then go back to 9A.
Yeah, let me just make sure, because like I said, if that's the case, I need to make sure we strike that for the record. I'm looking to make sure there's not interlock here. Usually there is in these cases. Okay, I'm not seeing an interlock on this one. So I'll have to ask Mark how I deal with that, I guess.
Well, so we'll just go ahead and recall it.
Recall it
and then.
Just strike the last vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, so back to section 5.9-A. Oh, yeah, that's right. Dr. Philip Warren. DVM had DUI 7-2-2023, trial 3-13-17-2025. They returned to court for sentencing on 3-31 and has served his time in jail 4-18-25. So make a motion to have Dr. Horn update board staff of any new developments in his case.
Because the last thing was March 31st, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
And we have no updates after from that.
He did the jail sentence on 4-15-25.
So it looks like it's
fully
resolved.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have an interlock on this one. Okay, yeah. So I guess this one's
it's old. I mean, it's
yeah.
Two, yeah.
So this one's just voting to be done?
Be resolved.
There's no need for
no action?
No, okay, so no action.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right. And then, thank you. And then, section 5, number 10.
Section 5, number 10. Is Dr. Erin Lee, DVM, who had a disciplinary action in the state of Nevada. She completed her Nevada her required CE and paid her fine in Nevada, and they had issued her a dismissal letter of the release of her violation on 3/25 of last month. So I make a motion to approve her application.
Second.
Is this an application or is this just an update?
It's just an update.
It's an update.
That was a renewal.
You don't need any action.
No action. Okay.
No action on that, right? Okay.
We've already been approved.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Are we good to move forward with the next? We've got to get some people on the phone, so we're gonna.
Can we take a 2-minute bio break?